Not otherwise.
When the soul exists for sense gratification, he creates different desires, and for that reason he becomes subjected to designations. But when one is in the transcendental position, is no longer interested in anything except fulfilling the desires of the Lord. Being covered by material desires, the spirit soul is also considered to be covered by designations belonging to a particular type of body. Thus, he considers himself an animal, man, demigod, bird, beast, etc. In so many ways, he is influenced by the false identification caused by false egotism. And being covered by illusory material desires, he distinguishes between matter and spirit. When one is devoid of such designation or distinctions, there is no longer a difference between matter and spirit. At that time, the spirit is only predominant factor. As long as one is covered by material desires, he thinks himself the master or the enjoyer. Thus he acts for sense gratification and becomes subjected to material pangs, happiness and distress. But when one is freed from such a concept of life, he is no longer subjected to designations. And he envisions everything as spiritual in connection with the Supreme Lord. Thus it is explained by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, 255th verse. Nasaktasya Vishayan Yatharham Upayunjataha Nirvandaha Krishna Sambande Yuktaviragyamuchyate. A liberated person has no attachment for anything material for sense gratification. He understands that everything is connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that everything should be engaged in the service of the Lord. Therefore, he does not give up anything. There is no question of renouncing anything because the Paramahamsa knows how to engage everything in service of the Lord. Originally, everything is spiritual, nothing is material. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Matya Lila, 8th chapter, 274th verse, also it is explained that a Mahabhagavata, a highly advanced devotee, has no material vision. Sthavar jangam dekhe na dekhe tar murti sarvatra hai nicha ishta deva sphurti. Although he sees trees, mountains and other living entities moving here and there, he sees all of as the creation of the Supreme Lord, and with reference to the context, he sees only the creator and not the created. In other words, he no longer distinguishes between the created and the creator. He sees only the Supreme Personality of Godhead and everything. He sees Krishna in everything and everything in Krishna. This is oneness. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurvaya Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Yudbhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dharati Swapadandigam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Chitapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitantam Sajivam Sattvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sadhana Lalita Sri Vishakamritascha He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandhau Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Kriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Siddhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Maha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare When the soul exists for sense gratification, he creates different desires and for that reason he becomes subjected to the designations. But when one is in the transcendental position, he is no longer interested in anything except fulfilling the desires of the Lord. So, this instruction is given by Sanat Kumar. It is of the transcendental nature. Actually, they were educated by Lord Shankarshan himself. So, they will speak nothing but of transcendental nature. So, any transcendentalist, they will be of a very unified opinion that because they have conquered the urges of senses and mind, then and then it would be possible to come onto the platform of transcendental nature. So anything that is still hanging around in this subject matter of sense gratification, one has to overcome, one has to come out from the grip of this. Then and then the spontaneous devotional service will be possible. In first canto, Sukadeva Goswami refers to that kamasya nendriya pritir labho jiveta yavata jivasya tattva jityasa nathurthaya kalpate. That as long as we live, we exist, we should not live for sense gratification. Kam means desire. Desire should not be devoted to sense gratification. Desires will be there. Here it is said, Srila Prabhupada says that how the desires are generated. When the soul is covered by false ego, either in mode of goodness, passion or ignorance, this ego will continue creating different desires for sense gratification on the bodily conception of life, not for the knowledgeability of the soul itself. Because they are not taking any process. However, the process of devotional service like Shravanam Kirtanam should be done on the platform of mode of goodness. That what Brahma also teaches. Then and then it is possible to become transcendental. So, the requirement here is the same as has been explained many times. That one has to come on the transcendental platform, then and then those desires will be transformed into the desires of service to Lord Krishna. or to fulfill the desire of Lord Krishna. One and the same. Service to Lord Shri Krishna should be rendered, whether by his dictation, if we follow what he likes, and we try to fulfill, or otherwise through the process of gradual development, according to the instructions of our acharyas. Rupa Goswami has said. Sense gratification is a matter of material attachment. Subject matter of service to Krishna is subject matter of detachment. You know, unless and until person is detached, he will not be able to serve Lord Krishna. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, anasaktasya vishayan, anasakta, and that is detachment. From vishayan means objects of sense gratification. Yatharam upayanjata. That they were meant to serve Lord Krishna. Yatharam means, what was the original purpose? He created everything and it should be utilized in his purpose or his purpose. So yatharam upayunjata nirvande Krishna sambandhe. Because it belongs to him, it should be in his relation only. Nirbandhe for not our sense gratification. We borrow energy from Lord Krishna and to utilize for our sense gratification. That is stealing. Actually, this energy belongs to Krishna and it should be utilized in service of him. Why should one indulge in sense gratification? That was never meant for. Never meant for. Kamasya nendriya priti labho. Na indriya priti labho. It is not for the object. The desires should not be cultivated for the sense enjoyment. Rather, the function of desire as an original aim is a jivasya tattva jigyasa. Tattva jigyasa. We have been given this energy to cultivate the absolute truth in us. That we are absolute truth, we should be knowledgeable about it. There is no other purpose other than this. And Bhagavatam is fundamentally, you know, choking out. Here we see through the mouth of Sanat Kumar, we are trying to understand the instruction given to Pratham Maharaj. That if the desires are cultivated for sense gratification through the agency of false ego, it automatically is connected to the false designations. False designations. And one has to become free from false designation. Designation means upadhi. This false ego for sense gratification influences the intelligence and corrupts it. And intelligence loses the interest in controlling the mind, so let the mind go, so the senses will also go wild. No control over it. It is the function of the intelligence to control the mind. And Kathopanishad it is saying that buddhisarthi, atmanam buddhisarthi, Atmanam is this passenger in the body, the senses are horses, rein is the mind, but it should be in the hand of Sarathi, the driver. Buddhi is the driver. But when Buddhi is getting corrupted by the influence of false ego, So, through the cultivation of detachment, everything becomes corrected. Everything becomes corrected. One has to become 100% detached from these misconceptions that have been created by false ego, the different disciples. So, sarvopadhir vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmala rishikena rishikesham sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Again, this upadhi means actually there are troubles. Upadhi means troubles. That are created by the false ego. Sarvopadhir vinirmuktam. One must become free from these false designations created by the false desire under the dictate of false ideas. Everything is falsification. So, tat paratvana nirma. That is what we call the purity. Chanting an humble state of mind will bring this state purity. Means there won't be any false designation. Pranadapi sunijana. Where is the question of false designation? If one, chanting in a humble state of mind. So, this process is so perfect. But it does require becoming free from false ego. Sarvapadirvinirmuktam tatparatvana nirmala. That is called nirmalta or purity. If one is free from false designations, if one is chanting properly in a humble state of mind, this all equivalent, then he is called Nirmalam. He is purified. A pure devotee. A pure devotee becomes completely free from all false designations. False designations. I remember a person came out from the administration. He doesn't, and he simply is a preacher. He took everything in the same context. Previously he was in spiritual movement, but on an administrative aspect. Prabhupada's desire was to put transcendental management without the effect of the three modes of material. But management is not a subject matter, they think. So somehow or another, this devotee wanted to retain his inner consciousness pure without effect. And he became victimized that, such a person cannot do the administration. He is more of a brahminical, transcendental position. So, he said, Prabhu, you are free to preach, but sorry, we can't have any faith on you that you will be able to succeed in administrating. All right? Then, there was no designation. The designation was taken away. Uh-huh. And the Prabhu thinks that, the burden has been gone off. It was burying me. I was doing a thankless task and Krishna, gave me off the hook. There's no more problem. So, I will do devotional service. But, other administration, look at that. he lost such a credible post, and now he is no more. Now he is no more. In Hindi they say, uski to koi haisiyat rahi nahi. Well, he doesn't have any standing. What a difference in thinking. An attachment will think that position is all in all. But detachment puts right on the platform of transcendence. Who is to be benefited? So a person who wants to cooperate in our institute like that has to adopt this example very well. The sarva upadhi vinirmuktam. Okay, I will rid of the heavy burden of upadhi. Alright? Sarva upadhi tatparatva ninam. I will be more purified there. So my God brothers and give, I mean, blessings on me. They are very kind. Thank you very much. Tatparatam nirmala. An opportunity is coming in everyone's life like this. So, here Srila Prabhupada gives the example in Chaitanya Charitamrita that sthavara jangama dekhe na dekhe tara murti sarvatra hai nirjas ishta deva spurti. When one realizes in this way that everything around him is not material but spiritual, there is no difference between material and spiritual will be left if one remains detached. Prabhupada said, why do you want to go back home, back to God? And people have the idea that, oh, it is all beautiful, here is miserable life. We have been told, and we know this. And Krishna even endorses, mamupetya dukante dukkhalai mashashvatam naknuvanti mahatma samsiddhim paramangata. But Prabhupada said, this samsiddhi is available right here. That how does he see in connection with Krishna? So sthavar jangam. Sthavar means like the trees. Jangam means moving. Anything that is still or actually they are the manifestations of the energy of Lord Krishna. So na dekhe. Dekhe tar murti. He sees only the Lord's form there. Because when this is a manifestation of the Lord's energy, therefore the Lord is to be seen, not any other thing. So, the vision should be developed, but if it is with designations, how is it going to do that? No. So, thāvara haya nīca ishta deva spurti, or sarvatra. For such a devotee, he will have his Ishtadev, his worshipable deity, is called Ishtadev, everywhere. He sees in connection of his Ishtadev. Ishta means the beneficiary. Benefactor. Ishta. Who is my well-wisher? The benefactor. So we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dead. A pratimana hi sakshatnara. Pratimana sakshatnara. So more we cultivate detachment from the sense gratification with worldly matters, more we will be able to concentrate on attachment to Lord Krishna, who is our Ishtadeva, Sri Sri Radha Shyamchandra. That's why the form of the Lord, which is different from other form of the Lord physically, but the name is given and good many varieties of lila name. So we have to see that these are our Ishtadev. Ishtadev, we have been given to worship Him, means He is present to accept our services. That is the arrangement of Guru. And we should try to see. In the same way, a preacher does not discriminate any time, place and circumstances, situation. One time in early days, in New York City, on 22nd Avenue, when Prabhupada started the storefront, he made a routine to go to the Cosmic Square Park for the mangal, after the morning program. There was a morning walk. So it happened to be Sunday in the Bowery section. And Sunday means this Friday to the end of the weekend, people will be completely laden in intoxication, smell, garbage. And that day was very windy. So all the garbage was thrown on the streets of New York, downtown especially, in the Bowery section, the stinking section, it was known at that time. And litter was everywhere, and yet Prabhupada wanted to go for the walk. So one devotee said, Prabhupada, this is hellish. He said, this is hellish. And Prabhupada told, it may be hellish for you, not for me. Because Prabhupada was in mood of preaching, seeing Krishna's, every moment his Ishtadeva Goksha Krishna, that he has given me the opportunity to spread his glories. So there was no, so this is the real detachment. He can tolerate any inconvenience, never complained. Even though he did not like it, but never complained. That is the nature of the devotee. So we see that only if we become detached, then we will be able to serve the Lord, not otherwise. If we are becoming attached to material things, that service cannot be, reaching to the Lord. In the third canto, and teachings of Kapil Devahuti, this is also specifically mentioned, that we have to cultivate the eyes of detachment. That will put us from Madhyamadhikari to Uttamadhikari. And we can't differentiate between a devotee, non-devotee, and the devotee, the congregation even. And the pujari especially has to cultivate equivision in treatment with the deity, devotee and non-devotees. He has to be simply show the compassion, that is the mercy of the Lord through his services. If he fails to do that, then his services will not reach to Krishna. But to become detached, the practice of deity worship has been given. We become attached to the deity. Means more the attachment to deity, than deity where we have to realize Paramatma level realization. And that is possible. Then and then we will be able to enter into the Raghunanda Bhakti, after detachment means liberation, the Raghunanda Bhakti will start. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Shochati Na Kanshati Samad Sarvesha Bhutesha Mad Bhakti Labhate Param. Param Bhakti. Param is important, and that is that is pleasing to Lord Krishna. That is according to desire of Lord Krishna, not our desire. To intimately associate, to interact with Lord Krishna. And people in Delhi, you know, especially during China, Holi and other, they come to play Holi with Bihariji. They think they are on the equal level. You know, and that is for their sense gratification. They want the deal. If the Supreme Lord becomes the object of our sense gratification, it is a kind of bhakti, but it is not parabhakti, that's for sure. It should be on the turf of Lord Krishna's desire, not on our desire. People become mad and they rush to Vrindavan just to enjoy in the name of Bihari. They don't think whether Bihari will be enjoying this. They take it for granted. So, that is a perverted version. No doubt, simply it is in connection with Bihari, whether it is transformation into material attachment is there, because they immediately go away. They can't sustain, can't dedicate their whole life into it. So, that is the sahajaya, that's called sahaj means. It naturally pops up, but does not sustain. It's a time being. And they think, yes, I love Krishna, nobody loves like me, but will you reach to Krishna Lord? No, you will go to Vaikuntha probably. Then you will be all alone. You think, yes, I'm staying at the same level of Lord Vishnu. I have the same opulence, I have the same form of the Lord. But what kind of interactions will you be able to do? Oh, I'm stunned. Only the majestic aspect. So what is the use of your gain? Even though such liberation is available, you are liberated. But in awe and reverence, how much can you interact? The other four liberations are not available. In Vatsalya Bhav, Madhurya Bhav, and Sakya Bhav, where are they? Can you interact with Lord Vishnu in front of Lakshmi? Any Madhurya Ras? We never got any example. Who can do that? Can you go and shake hands with Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha? You are not allowed, you stay away. So, Sarupya Samipya Sasti and Salokya, four muktis will be there. But where is the interaction of innermost loving exchanges? When Lakshmi is there, you think you can go as a paramour? Not allowed there. So, to come on the fulfillment of the Lord's desire, that is only possible in Lord Vrindavan, not in Vaikuntha. People, liberation and devotees go to Vaikuntha to fulfill their desires, not Krishna's desires. People go to Vaikuntha to fulfill their desires. They want to have the opulence like Lord. So they do Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajata Purusham Param Akamava Sarva Kamai. But those who are totally nishkam preachers, they can go to Vaikuntha. Narad Muni goes to Vaikuntha. They want to fulfill that. So if one can go to Guru Vrindavan, then he can easily go to Vaikuntha without any designation. But Vaikuntha man, for them it is difficult to develop other rasas. That is to be understood. Here it is said that a devotee is no longer interested in anything except fulfilling the desires of the Lord. What do you think? Bhagavatam recommends that even if you have full of material desires, you can still worship the Supreme Lord very, very acutely. And you will he will fulfill your desire. So he will take you to Vaikuntha. But Goloka Vrindavan is a different platform. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmadanavratam anukulyena krishnanushilanam bhaktiruttama. Uttam bhakti is to fulfill the desires of the Lord. And that is the Goloka platform. Did the gopis ever exhibit it? Did the gopas ever exhibit it to fulfill their desires? They were all there in spontaneous devotional service to fulfill Krishna's desire. Krishna reciprocated. But they appeared to participate in the Leela without. But Krishna made them forget that they did not ask Krishna, okay, come, now I will, your level, fulfill my desires. No. They had these desires while they were in the mortal body, when they were worshipping. Just like the rishis of Dandakaranya, when Ramchandra and Lakshman, you know, helped them to perform the yajna very peacefully in absence of these rakshasas. So they killed Marichi and Taraka, right? And they expressed their desire that we want to meditate to you, Lord Ramchandra, in conjugal mood. He says, no, I'm not going to reciprocate. But you take birth as gopis, and I will come to fulfill your desires. I'm going to appear, but you also appear. And when they appeared, they did not ask for. They were completely in your mind. But nonetheless, Krishna fulfilled the desires. So that platform is of Vishuddha Bhakti, and Parabhakti is out there, only on Guru Vrindavan. Anybody can become a very staunch devotee if they are cultivating some desires, material desires. They will go after it. Not only that, they will enjoy, they will look enjoying here on this planet, and they will go on the higher planets, but their journey is long. And they will end up in Vaikuntha. Because of attachment to the material desires. So, Parabhakti requires cultivation of detachment from the gratification. And we need to understand this difference pretty good. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any question? If Lord interferes and expresses his desire Jaya and Vijaya, you know, can understand the Lord's desire that he is taking an opportunity under the pretense of the curse given by the four Kumaras. He wants to show the prowess and can teach human beings a lesson. So, understanding the Lord's desire, they will go for this secondary rasa, not primary rasa. So like the chivalrous, the fighting spirit, you know, and the demoniac nature, and to such a climax that Hiranyakashipu, Hiraksha, they will show, you know, no other demon can ever have it. Ravana and Kumbhakarna, Shishupala and Dantavakra, the potency of committing demoniac activity decreases, right? As the age is decreasing, the potency of committing demoniac activity decreases. Just like in Satya Yoga itself, before the onset, immediately there's Hiranyaksha, you know, took the whole earth and put it into the bottom of the Dharvadakshaya ocean. So, it was a disturbance in creation that Brahma is supposed to do. So they went and prayed. How can we do? He is disturbing. Such a humongous disturbance he has created. And even in that place, Sukara. So, but the fighting that is going to give the salvation to Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, you know, through the fighting spirit, the Lord fought with them, right? Killed them. So that fighting spirit or the relationship was not in one of these five primary rasas, it was a secondary rasa. So that level can come out from the Vaikuntha. Understanding Lord's desire. You know, so they come on the planet. But Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna does not step a foot outside, the eternal associates, they are the ever-serving entities. They also do not step outside. But they may come when Krishna wants to come along with the dham. We see them appearing here. So that level is completely different. So Vaikuntha, by knowing Krishna's desire, you may choose to come just to support the Lord's Leela. That category of avatar is not Leela avatar. What do you call it? Leelas can be on the minor rasa too. Sukar avatar is a Leela avatar. He performs specific Leela, superhuman task. So they are Leela avatars. But nonetheless, the exchange of the mellows in this Leela was a subordinate rasa, not primary rasa. In Golok Vrindavan, the primary rasas are the most predominant rasas. So who do you worship? That worshipable deity is our Ishtadeva. Wherever you go, you cultivate that eyes of detachment and see around, you will remember nothing but your worshipable deity. That is, sthavar jangama dekhe na dekhe tar murti sarvatra hai nija ishtadeva spurti. That is also another thing. That such a devotee who cultivated the detachment, that he sees all as the creation of the Supreme Lord. With reference to the context, sees only the Creator and not the Creator. Seeing the created things, one has to see the Creator, not the created thing. If he sees the created thing, it means he is having upadhi conception. Oh, this is a tree, oh, this is a stone, oh, this is this and this is that. But Bhagavatam and other Puranas describe something as the living entities. Oh, the king of the mountain, Vindhya, came forward and offered Agastya Muni, okay, take one of my sons and carry on. So, what is it? This is the personality of the identity is there, not a dead thing. So such expressions are to be understood in the reference of the Creator, not the created thing. So, the Christians also say, hey, Hindus worship only creation, not the Creator. Creator is Krishna, but he is not the predominant object of the Hindus' worship. Rather, they want to worship all the created beings like the demigods. So, that's a good comment. One should understand. But it's correct in the sense that we do not know as Hindus, we are never taught that who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only Srila Prabhupada coined, and now it is hammering us like anything. This term, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is so much distinct, so much heavy, so much important, that is clarifying our Vedic perception. Hindu remains only a derivative and misdirected term, you know. And Hindus do not have even the obligation to understand. Most of the Hindu preachers, they say nothing but only, yeah, we believe in Trinity, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. But that is only one universal level. What about the other universe? And how many universes are there? So who is the cause of all causes? They have no idea about this. Read any introduction to Hinduism book. Oh, we believe in reincarnation. But direct order, get out from this cycle of birth and death. Then what will I do? Then they will say, if I go out of cycle of birth and death, what will I do? They can't imagine the life which is existing, there will be any other existing. That is so much foolishness. And nobody is caring. The preaching movement of the Vaishnava category is the only remedy. And we have to reach out. You know, reach out. Any other question? What did you say before?
How is the denotation of primary or secondary?
Yes, Rupa Goswami describes it in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. And Prabhupada also tells that the jiva is connected in five primary rasas. Right? And in that his relationship is built So in talking of after liberation, when the Swarup and everything is to be explored, then which particular rasa will guide and who would be the guidance giving preceptor would be. You know, the spiritual master is carefully, you know, directing to the system. The system is called bhajana pranali. Pranali means a system. It is very stepwise. It's not a haphazard. So, but the first and foremost requirement is to become free from the designations, become pure, liberated, and then the thing will talk. Nothing, I have been chanting for 35 years, but where am I going to get liberated? As long as you have attachment, you will not get liberated, Prabhu. 10th offense is to, then even after understanding, so many times about the instructions, not getting entangled, we still maintain material attachment, deliberate offense, that our aim was not clear. That indicates our aim was not clear. So, start with that aim and then we forget it. Do you think it will automatically come? The secondary rasas are also existing all the way. Then it comes on the material platform that we try to imitate in our so-called temporary relationship, not with Krishna, but with other living entities. You know, it's a make-believe thing. We have utter failure, and we start blaming each other. Oh, but that was only for sense gratification, not for, understanding the reality. We have to become detached from it. Without cultivation of detachment, the contamination material attachment will not come. Other rasa then will come in the material form called rasabhas. Generally, Mayavadis mix up all different, unsustainable rasa. But in spiritual world, it's all sustainable. No hindrances are there. Material world you cannot maintain, or you change your position. First of all, we have multiple personality syndrome. We have been given, and then we cannot decide who is our most primary attachment to. And that is not other than Krishna, right? Other than Krishna. And we think, my husband is the most primary attachment to it. And probably when husband is living a little rough way, so we shift our rasa to the kids. So paradigm shift is going on. If I'm not getting, but I want to keep the attachment here or there. Any other discussion? Don't you think it is Krishna's plan? To get a permanent residence in Goloka Vrindavan is that cheap? The jiva, he was in his swarupa eternally with him. So unless and until he properly corrects and goes back, that correctional unit has two purposes. We have been given not lifetime imprisonment here. it is time being. The soul part remains eternal, but our attachment to the sense gratification is also from time immemorial. Since we came, we brought it. We became unfit when we exhibited that voluntary. If that is the only root cause, and it seems it is so minor, Krishna could not tolerate us, but we created a completely controversial atmosphere. We created. And Krishna says, okay, this is the realm of absolute. No controversies are permitted. Here, there's a place. You have been given a time wish. Try to fulfill your desire. Okay, I have created. I will supply you everything. But that enviousness also become expanded. Expanded. And we forgot the original enviousness with Lord Krishna. And we became envious to all his creation. Then we want to become Lord and Master. See, the position of the Master and Servant, topsy-turvy. So, in Kali Yuga, it will be short life, but very, very important opportunity is also given. Right? And that is also not available. Those who are having some good credits in the previous life, they will get the opportunity. Isn't it very rare? And Krishna's plan of filtering like this is expressed that by himself. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit atiti yatatamati kaschit nam veti tatvata. Bhavanam janmanamante gyanavam nam prapadyate vasudevam sarvamiti. What a rough ride everybody goes through. But in Kali Yuga, simply the holy name is capable to give that mercy. And put right from the lowest rank to the upper rank. That powerful availability of the holy name is there. Krishna is so kind. Who said he's partial and this and that? See the opportunity. Take it. And never to leave. You are worried about the long-term aspect, but we have to worry about short-term aspect that we should not miss. Okay, thank you very much. Om Roshashu Prabhupada. Four Kumaras are telling much more in detail how this different desires and designations are going to proliferate. Beautiful explanation. So tomorrow is also the verse coming to the similar. Prabhupada.
His Holiness, may we express one more opinion?
Yeah.